Hello?
Hello, is that the reference library?
Yes, can I help you?
I hope so. I rang earlier and asked for some information about Dennis Horton, the scientist. You asked me to ring back.
Oh, yes, I have found something.
Good. I've got a pencil and paper. Perhaps you could read out what it says.
Certainly. Horton, Dennis. Born, Darlington, 1836. Died, New York, 1920.
Yes, got that.
Inventor and physicist. The son of a farm worker, he was admitted to the University of London at the age of 15.
Yes.
He graduated at 17 with a first-class degree in physics and mathematics. All right?
Yes, all right.
He made his first notable achievement at the age of 18. It was a method of refrigeration which arose from his work in low-temperature physics. He became professor of mathematics at the University of Manchester at 24, where he remained for 12 years. During that time, he married one of his students, Natasha Willoughby.
Yes, go on.
Later, working together in London, they laid the foundations of modern physics by showing that normal laws of cause and effect do not apply at the level of subatomic particles. For this, he and his wife received the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1910, and did so again in 1912 for their work on very high-frequency radio waves. In his lifetime, Horton patented 244 inventions. Do you want any more?
Yes. When did he go to America?
Let me see. In 1920, he went to teach in New York and died there suddenly after only 3 weeks. Still, he was a good age.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, thanks.